This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
That we shall test you. We shall test you with means of evil and good as means of, as a trial. So it's going to be as a trial, Allah will test us with that which is good and that which is considered hardships and evil or difficult. قَالْ وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ And your return shall always be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A question for you right now. Whenever you hear the word trial, whenever you hear the word test, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? What kind of trials we're talking about? Like what? Huh? I hear hardship. Like what? Poverty? Huh? Health? Sickness? Children? Test with the children, subhanAllah. Water? Honor? Yeah, the honor. If something, subhanAllah, that hurts the honor. See, all these tests that we're talking about right now, they seem to be on the difficult side, the evil side, right? The hardship side. How many of us, when we think of tests, we think of prosperity? Being able to come to this masjid and pray, alhamdulillah, safely, and go home. There is no, a'udhu billah, occupying army on the outside, knocking on your door to beat you up because you're coming to the prayer in Ramadan. How many of us think of this as being, alhamdulillah, a blessing to be able to come to the masjid and go home safely? How many of us, they see that, alhamdulillah, coming out of your house, it is still there. You go back, the roof is still there, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. You come out, you drive, mashallah, your beautiful fancy car, you come to the masjid over here, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, and you have a parking spot, besides Sheikh Omar's parking spot, right? You have a parking spot where, alhamdulillah, you're able to park and walk to the masjid and pray. How many of us think of that as being a blessing, being a test and a trial from Allah Azza wa Jal? The reason why I'm saying this because I received a question from somebody actually on social media saying, is it true? Is it true that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not testing me, that I'm being punished? Like, is it punishment if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not testing me? Because they heard that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا حَبَّ عَبْدًا ابْتَلَى That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a servant, He will test, He will put them to trial, to test. And the only thing that we think about when it comes to test is being tested with something evil. But that's not the case. That's not just the fitna and the trial that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about here. In this ayah, Allah says, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً We shall test you with evil and good as means of as a test and a trial. So you're going to be tested with so many things, including the prosperity that you have, the safety that you have, the good, alhamdulillah, rabbi, I mean, that Allah blessed you with. These are means of test and probably maybe harder than difficulty. Harder than difficulty. How so? You see, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was one day he was walking, going to the masjid after he received some of the world spoils coming from the east, and everybody was talking about how much they've collected in the masjid, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to make distribution by the end of the day. Nothing will stay in the masjid. So everybody was excited and everybody was hoping that they get some. So they were walking by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was on riding his camel, and everybody's holding and looking at the Prophet and smiling in the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like showing their face to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet, he knew what they were asking for. He goes, "You're asking about the thing that we just got, you know, that we have in the masjid." Then he said to them, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Qal wallahi mal faqru akhsha alaykum. I'm not afraid of poverty for you." He said, "That's not my problem for you. Walakin akhsha an tuftaha alaykum ad-dunya." I'm afraid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the gates of dunya. The gates of dunya will be open. Like, what does that exactly mean? Like, all the khairat of this dunya will be open for you. The access to wealth and health and prosperity and houses and all these things. وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَىٰ أَن تُفْتَحَ عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا فَتَفْتِنَكُمْ كَمَا فَرَتْ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ And it will be a cause of fitna for you. Now you will be tempted because of this dunya, like those who before were tempted with this dunya. فَتُهْلِكُكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ And you will be ruined because of it, just like it was ruined those who were before you. The fitna of prosperity and khair can be more dangerous because we do not see it as being a trial. We don't see that. The fitna of hardship requires what from us, a jama'ah? Requires patience. It's easy to face it with patience when we see that we can't do anything about it. So he said, what do you do? He said, astaghfirullah, alhamdulillah, I should be patient. But when you're being blessed with so much, you're not paying attention that it's another trial for you. That requires what? Gratitude. Shukr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ Few among my servants who are truly grateful. وَقَلِيلُ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ. Few, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, that truly among my servants who are truly grateful. So that is a great fitna when you alhamdulillah you have all the access to the khairat of this dunya. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam Ahmad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the ummah through the trial that he had to go through. 4 years. He had to spend in prison a few years, you know, during the Abbasid era because of the theological trial that was going on in his time. And he was imprisoned because of his staunch position to defend the principles of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah in regards to who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and the Quran. And he was beaten. He was almost tortured. As a matter of fact, he said that he was said about his first encounter in prison. I mean, obviously, he was one of the ulama of his time. People would recognize him, mashallah. And now all of a sudden, you're in prison. In prison with whom? With drunken, with thieves, and all that stuff. Can you imagine that how you feel about this situation? A'udhu billah. So Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, when he was facing the punishment and torture, basically with whipping on his back, lashes on his back, he kind of like felt a little bit nervous. One of the guys who was drunken, he goes, Ya Imam, look, he goes, I get beaten for drinking, and he says, look, and regularly, I get beaten for drinking regularly. I'm telling you. It's only the first few whips, and you're not going to feel the rest of them. Just the first few, and then the rest of it, just you're not going to feel it. SubhanAllah, Imam Ahmad qawwa wallahi laqad qawwa azmi. I felt so strong because of his statement. First of all, this man has been beaten for drinking, and I'm for something else, subhanAllah. It's for the defending the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. The other thing is just like, he's telling me, look, it's just a few whips, and that's it. The rest of it, you don't feel them. He said, SubhanAllah, qawwa azmi. So he spent years in prison. Eventually, he was released after that. And he was put under house arrest for a few more months before he was released from that and was honored and reinstated as one of the great ulama of the ummah by the following khalifa that came afterwards. And as a more of a, to reinstate his position and sending an official apology from the state, he was showered with lots of royal gifts coming to his house. One time he came from Salat al-Asr, he entered the house, and he saw treasures there, like cases of a lot of stuff. He was shocked. He goes, what is this? His son says, Dad, the Khalifa sent this to you. He thinking his father's going to say, oh, mashallah, bismillah, what's in there, right? Like your Amazon boxes, right? You just open it and see what's in there. So he thought that his father's going to say, bismillah, mashallah, what is in there? He says, oh my God. He goes, son, go ahead, distribute all of this. Give it away in charity. قال يا أبتي, I mean, this is a gift for you. He goes, no. He goes, wallahi, this trial is worse, you know, for me. It's harder on me than the trial I had to deal with in prison. Like as if he's thinking that, look, I'm going to be selling my trial, my reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. No way. Send it out, all of it. Don't leave anything behind. Because he knew that this could be a fitna for him. How many of us are now dealing with the fitna of prosperity, the fitna of ni'mah, the fitna of safety, but we're not paying attention to this, so we're not giving enough gratitude. So my dear brothers and sisters, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves somebody, He will test them, no doubt about it. But that test does not have to be the test of hardship and pain. It could be the test of prosperity and khair. Are we grateful enough to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Be among those who are few. Finally, Umar bin Khattab one time was doing tawaf around the Kaaba. He heard someone making dua. He goes, Allahumma ij'alni min al-qaleel. Allahumma ij'alni min al-qaleel. Ya Allah, make me among the few. Ya Allah, make me among the few. And Umar just got like, what kind of dua is that? So he stopped the man. He goes, what are you talking about? What kind of dua is this? What is the dua? He goes, قال يا أمير المؤمنين. I heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَقَلِيلُ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ. Few among my servants for those who are truly grateful. I'm asking Allah to make him among the few. Umar, he was shaking his head. He goes, SubhanAllah, kullu nasi afqahu min Umar. Everybody have better understanding than Umar. Like this Bedouin, he have better understanding for this ayah than Umar himself. So my dear brothers and sisters, make the dua that Allah subhanahu make among those who are grateful. We ask Allah subhanahu to make us among the grateful, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu to make us among those who are few, who are truly grateful to Him. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to continue to bless us with His ni'am, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to deprive us of these blessings because of our shortcomings, because of our mistakes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us from khairat, Ya Rabbil Alameen, in this dunya and in the akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who truly appreciate this ni'mah and this blessing, Ya Rabbil Alameen. To make us among those who will share the blessings with those who are less fortunate, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to bless us with these khairat, Ya Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will be able to give the gratitude and shukr enough for it, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we gather in this place, that we gather together in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as-salihin walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.